above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, hopefully they're going to be the views of Marshall Thomas, who will be with us very shortly. But Marshall was trained in medicine, actually, but he at least learned how to think things through and the basic scientific process. And so when he came across a CI program known as Project Monarch, why, he was pretty well-equipped to be able to evaluate, to see if there was really anything to it. And he set out to put together a book and a DVD on Project Monarch, which really grew out of MK Ultra, the mind control program established by the CIA back in the 1960s. Now, we do carry the DVD on Project Monarch. You can get the book, or you can pull it down on the Internet, or certainly you can buy the book separately, but we do carry the DVD because we think it's really very, very well done. And we do hope that many of you out there will want to begin looking into these mind control techniques that have been perfected and are being used on you right at the present time. You see, the people who want to establish this world dictatorship have been able to, of course, just set up these organizations, get the money to hire scientists to study how to control the mind, how to control people individually and as far as groups are concerned, how to shape their ideas and shape their tastes and shape their concepts and their view of the world. And this is one reason why most people really can't face what's going on today. In fact, I was just thinking last night how certainly the United States government has always worked very closely with the communists. I mean, certainly all during the Vietnam War, as we've told you many times, we were funding the Russians, were funding the North Vietnamese, were funding the South Vietnamese, and were killing our boys in the rice paddies and villages of South Vietnam. And that war would have ended in 2 months if our military had been allowed to do what was necessary. But we did, fought the war in part as a diversion, but part so that they would have American boys to experiment on. And that's why we abandoned a certain number of boys there intentionally, and many of them were taken off to Moscow where they could be used for all sorts of horrible and grotesque experiments. And the people in our government wanted that. Why? Because our CIA and the KGB have always worked very closely together, just as the very, very top. The leaders of our invisible government, a Brotherhood of Darkness, have always worked very closely with the leaders of the communist establishment. Now, that isn't to say that most communists have any idea what it's all about, or any most people in the military, and I'm sure that in Vietnam, our men fought valiantly trying to win, and the Vietnamese fought valiantly trying to win. But you see, our boys were never allowed to win. They weren't allowed to win in Korea. They weren't allowed to win in Vietnam. They weren't really allowed to win in the Second World War. I mean, we went to war to defeat totalitarianism and then turned Eastern Europe and over to the communists and China over to the communists. Do you really think that's why our boys went into the Second World War to fight and bleed and suffer and die? Because it wasn't our war at all any more than the First World War was our war. The First World War was fought to make the world safer democracy, and the Second World War was fought to make the world safer democracy. And why are we fighting over Iraq today? Why, we want to bring democracy to the Middle East. That's what the president says, but Why would we want to do that when our founding fathers hated democracy? If you don't believe that, read the 10th of the Federalist Papers and see what James Madison said about democracies and their temporary forms of government. They last only until the people find, you know, that they lead to tyranny. But read the 10th of the Federalist Papers. We'll be back in just a moment, hopefully, with Marshall Thomas.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Well, Dr. Stan Rack here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our special guest is Marshall Thomas, so I'm going to let him pick up the story. Hi, Marshall. How are we doing?
Well, it's great to be with you again, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much, and always great to be with you on your show.
Well, why don't you just pick up and explain to our listeners about Project Monarch.
Well, essentially, Monarch is a weapons development program that is using several thousand American citizens as human guinea pigs. Now, these people are being used to perfect non-lethal weapons, microwave and radio frequency radiation weapons, and they're being slowly tortured to death and murdered. These are terminal experiments that these people have been, quote-unquote, enrolled in. Typically, these people are political dissidents, whistleblowers, people... lawyers who have a who are politically active, people within the intelligence community with very hard right views, have essentially formed something they call the Enterprise. This is, if you will, is a shadow government, and these people have been operating very aggressively since the 70s. They're heavily involved in importing large amounts of drugs. This originally began in the Golden Triangle during the Vietnam War, and it's continued to this day. And these very same people, you mentioned that our boys were left in Vietnam. Those boys were left in Vietnam because to go in and to rescue them would have blown the operation in Laos, which was essentially the opium or poppy growing operation. And it would have revealed the fact that our CIA is heavily involved in heroin trafficking in the United States. And this has continued from that time to the present.
Well, of course, the thing is that you would think that if we were really involved with the war on drugs, it would have been trying to stop the flow of opium. Why, certainly we would have been more effective over all this period of time, opium, cocaine. And here we control all of Afghanistan. I mean, there's no part of Afghanistan that we couldn't fly our helicopters into, we couldn't send our soldiers into to burn the crops, and we don't do it. And they're having the biggest crop of opium there, you know, that they've ever had. And then, of course, we're told that it's being harvested and turned over to the Taliban so they can raise the money, so they can buy the weapons to kill our boys. So why are we trying to cut off the funding by destroying the opium crops? And they give you a thousand reasons. Oh, why would you get the farmers mad at us? Fine, why not help them to, you know, develop different crops? Oh, well, it takes water to do that. They've got all their excuses, lady. It's all excuses. The truth of the matter is they don't want to stop that. The CIA, of the dark side of our government, has been involved in the drug production and distribution going all the way back to Vietnam and probably long before that. In fact, you can probably trace it back through Skull and Bones, and certainly the CIA is intimately involved in Skull and Bones. The founder of Skull and Bones was a fellow named Russell, and back at the time, certainly of the opium wars, back in the 1800s, 1830s, his family was involved, in smuggling drugs. And they're still involved in smuggling drugs, this whole complex of Skull and Bones and certainly the intelligence agencies. And right today in Afghanistan, when America controls that country, we have the biggest crop of heroin and opium ever harvested. Doesn't that make you feel proud? And doesn't it make you stop and wonder, are we really being told the truth? Go right ahead, Marshall.
Well, that's right, Dr. Stan. Shortly before the war in Afghanistan began, and before 9/11, the Taliban representatives came to the United States, to Houston, Texas, to negotiate for a pipeline deal with the big oil companies. Now, you'll see this theme repeated over and over again: oil, drugs, and weapons sales. And essentially, this is the new mercantilism, just like you mentioned in the 1830s, the opium wars in China. This unholy trinity is what is being controlled now as an engine of illegal profit by our intelligence communities. Now, the Taliban, in retaliation for not having their demands met, went and cut down every last opium poppy under their control in Afghanistan. That is exactly when 9/11 happened, and the United States took over Afghanistan again. So what this was pure brinkmanship. The Taliban had 90% of the world's opium-growing capacity, and they completely destroyed it. This was economic warfare against our intelligence agencies and the CIA proprietaries, the banks and the corporations that they own, that this drug flow is propping up. So, in effect, what we have done is taken over this country, and now, from zero, we have gone to 650 metric tons of pure heroin production this year. So, the CIA is back in business. Now, these same personalities are using what one would term political dissidents and whistleblowers and people they view as potential security threats, or even targets of opportunity. Several thousand American citizens are being used as human experimental subjects. Now, this is a repeated behavior that goes back to the end of World War I and many different human experimentation programs. This is not the first time. And any weapons development program, nuclear, biological, or chemical, has always used a human being as a test subject to perfect the weapons system. So the DOD, the Department of Defense, now has a huge stake, billions upon billions of dollars, in the development of these new speed-of-light weapons, weapons that kill with a pulse microwave. And this is killing human beings with ionizing and non-ionizing radiation. But it is also perfecting a means of controlling the way people think and to neutralize people, in effect, to put them in a kind of virtual gulag. You can imprison people and neutralize them by attacking them in their homes, in their places of work. These people are, for all intents and purposes, tortured in place. It is no longer necessary to imprison them physically. So habeas corpus, as it was envisioned by our government, is obsolete. Now, through remote means, our government is using these state-of-the-art microwave weapons to neutralize, torture, and in effect slowly murder several thousand American citizens.
Now, these are people that you feel have been specifically targeted, but what about the general population? Don't these special electromagnetic waves affect the minds of most people?
Well, that's right, Dr. Stan. One of the paperclip scientists, Dr. Herman Schwann, who worked at the University of Pennsylvania, in effect wrote the Bible for the exposure threshold, what is safe and what is not safe. And this pertains to our cell phones, as well as all forms of communication, our electronic devices, microwave ovens. All the things that we're exposed to on a daily basis come from his 10 milliwatt safety standard. Now, Dr. Schwann made a terrible miscalculation, whether purposely or accidentally, and it is proven that that biological effects at a cellular level that interfere with the proteins and with the processes that sustain life can be interfered with at a level that is much lower than that necessary for actual physical heating. So what Dr. Schwann did, he said, okay, 10 milliwatts. He took a hot dog and he said, it will begin to cook at so many watts. So he dropped that by a factor of 50 and said, this is safe. Now, this is very arbitrary, but in effect, accidentally, what he has done has set, he has set an unsafe limit. Now, our limit is very different from the, our 10 milliwatt limit, safety limit, is very different from the Russian safety limit. And that is because their scientists were much more rigorous in their study of what is and what is not safe. So accidentally or purposely, we are now exposed to a stream of particles that potentially, depending on their form and wave shape and frequency, have biological effects on us at levels that are far below what is necessary to actually heat or cook our tissues.
Well, in other words, far below or far, certainly we're not being cooked, you know, on a regular basis, but what about the effects on the mind?
Well, the human mind works at the 10 hertz frequency, and now these various states, pardon me, Dr. Stan, these various psychological states can be affected by any electromagnetic field that we're in. So both purposefully and accidentally, our mental states can be affected. Now, I know from personal experience when I went out, when I got rid of my television after, pardon me, I have a cold. After just a few weeks, it had a profound difference in my psychological sense of well-being and the way my mind functioned. So just the very fact of sitting in front of your television, which is an electron gun, essentially has a, just anecdotally from my own experience, has a profound effect on your mental capacity and how you feel, just generally. But any electromagnetic field does have effects on human beings. Now, any electromagnetic field in the 10 hertz range is, this is exactly the range that the human brain operates at. So, whether accidentally or purposely, it is possible to affect the general population. Now, it's very important, keeping this in mind, that we look at the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Project, HARP. Now, HAARP was designed, as you go to their website, and it says that they're a research project.
Right. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment. I'm Martha Thomas, and we're going to continue this discussion of Project Monarch. I mean, it's been around for a long period of time, outgrowth of MKUltra. Mind control, they're learning how to control you and me and everybody else. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Atlantic Broadcasting Station. It's created by the Air Force and Naval Research. And publicly, it's supposed to be for ionospheric research, but it can actually be used to do weather control, to do electromagnetic sweeps that can knock planes and missiles out of the sky, but it can also be used for mind control of large populations. Now, it's located in Alaska, and it's owned by E-Systems and Raytheon. Now, Raytheon is the prime contractor also for the non-lethal weapons that are being developed using these some 2,000 American citizens as human guinea pigs.
Well, no, I thought this was a government operation, Harp.
Yes, it is, but the CIA proprietaries, essentially, what they do is they hide behind corporations that they own, and thus they evade direct government oversight. So this is in the same way that Abu Ghraib had private contractors come in and torture people, and they, of course, any of these people escape notice. That's exactly what's happening here. The government, essentially the DOD, uses the DOJ, and they in turn will hide behind cutouts or private contractors. So you have to go through several layers. It's like shell corporations, in effect. Now, what I'm talking about is patent number 4686605. And this patent for the HARP project claims the following uses: causes total disruption of all forms of communications over the entire Earth, missile or aircraft destruction, weather modification, altering the composition of the atmosphere. Now, in effect, what we're talking about here, HARP, is actually the Star Wars weapon personified. It can not only destroy missiles and planes and block communications of our enemy over the entire surface of the Earth while securing our own, it can also affect the workings of entire populations of their mind control operations. Can be used against entire enemy nations or against potentially the entire world. Now, this might be actually what's happening in terms of these chemtrails. We see people reporting that there's an alteration of the atmosphere going on, and I would suspect that that is being used in tandem with the HARP system, so that it will be easier to broadcast these electromagnetic mind-affecting weapons and to use them against the entire Earth's population. ELF waves, extremely low-frequency waves, have a range of 300,000 miles, and in effect, if you broadcast a signal up into the upper atmosphere, universities have done this and found it and received the signal on the other side of the world, perhaps amplified 1,000 times. So these are very powerful technologies, and they are essentially being used against the American people as opposed to being used against our implacable enemies and enemy nations, populations, and enemy armies. What TARP does essentially is create an artificial ionospheric mirror. So essentially they will beam, we're talking gigawatts, billions of watts of energy. This is unprecedented. So they will be able to potentially beam a billion watts up into the upper atmosphere. And what in effect they're doing is heating up an area, say, 120 miles straight up. And this will create a plasma shield. It will act like a mirror. Now, plasma is the fourth state of matter. So in effect, what they do is they create a mirror, and then they can bounce these electromagnetic waves in the billions of watts off this mirror and aim it at enemy cities, enemy populations, or submarines, planes, and missiles. So this is an all-purpose radio frequency radiation tool that can be used in open warfare or in complete subterfuge against worldwide populations using mind control.
It can be used against our own population, can it?
That's correct, Dr. Stan. And in effect,
people really,
I believe that's what's happening today.
I think that people have to understand that so much of what we hear, we talk about, oh, we're going to protect us from the communists, the wicked communists. That's why we've got to have those satellites up in the sky so we can watch the wicked communists. But now they suddenly find that they're using those satellites to watch the American people. They've converted it to civilian use so they can begin to spy on us. If you haven't seen that wonderful movie, it's called Enemy of the State with Will Thomas and Gene Hackman, you need to get it. and see how those satellites can be used to check on you. You see, this couldn't happen, ladies and gentlemen. This is the reason we've got them up there. We financed communism since its inception. You need to get my pamphlet on the capitalist or the communist capitalist alliance. We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371. Today!
Dan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time I want to mention we are having our annual conference. That's going to be on October 28th, and it's right here in the Monterey Bay area at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course, and if you can come, it's a Sunday, it'll be all day long, we'll have a great lineup of speakers, and well, I do hope that you're going to be able to come and be with us. You're going to have reservations. If you're going to be staying in a hotel, why, let us know, we'll give you the hotel where we can get some cheaper rooms for you, and then you'll need a reservation to come. But do hope you can make it October the 28th, Sunday, October the 28th. Now, our guest today is Marshall Thomas. And Marshall, would you like to get out your website information on how people can get your information?
Well, thank you, Dr. Monti. I have two websites. YouTube.com, YouTube.com/MarsBoy683. That's MarsBoy683. I also have the two books for free at MySpace.com/MarsBoy683. So you can see my movie for free on my playlist at youtube.com, MarsBoy683. And you can read my two books for free at myspace.com, MarsBoy683. Now, I know this sounds like tremendous amounts of science fiction we've been talking about here, the ability to use HARP and to use electromagnetic radiation, microwave or radio frequency radiation, to affect vast populations' mental functioning. But the science is there, the scientists and their papers, as well as the patents exist. And specifically, I'm talking about the patent invented by Dr. Robert G. Malik, who patented in 1976, quote, an apparatus and method for remotely monitoring and altering brain waves. This is number 395134.
Well, I have no question that it exists, and they've been working on this for a long time. Because if you're going to enslave the world, you've got to be able to control the people. At least those people you allow to be left after you have bring in the plagues and all the other wars and civil unrest aimed at killing off a large part of the population, and the rest of the people have to be intimidated and frightened, and then you can zap them with these special electronic waves and simply neutralize them. We talk to so many people today, and you try to tell them what's going on, and they're just oblivious to it all. And whether this is a spiritual blindness or whether this is the effect of some of these radio waves, we don't know. And I'll tell you what, the people on the other side are not going to tell us, but we know they've been working for many, many decades on methods of electronic mind control. And certainly a lot of this goes back to the Nazi scientists who were brought to the United States after the Second World War under Operation Paperclip. And of course, there were 10,000 Nazis. That the CIA and the MI6 and certainly people in the Vatican got down to South America. And there were Martin Bormann and Eichmann and Dr. Mengele and Martin and Klaus Barbie. Two of them, of course, were tracked down by the Jews, but the other 10,000 escaped. And they were protected by the CIA as these people were plotting on one day helping to bring about this new world order. People find this so difficult to believe, but of course we even have it. A strip of video that was made by Sam Donaldson, who tracked down this story probably 15 years ago, got a great 4-tape set on Operation Paperclip. Just try and find the book, Secret Agenda, that goes into Operation Paperclip. It's harder to find. Well, it costs you $150 for the book. We also cover this in a book called The Medusa File, which we do carry. That's the Medusa File. You need to get the information. You need to help us get it out. But you go ahead.
Well, thank you, Dr. Monteith. And you're correct. These paperclip scientists have had a tremendous impact on our society. I mentioned Dr. Herman Schwann and his 10 milliwatt safety limit for all of our electronic gear these days since the 1950s. He, in effect, wrote the Bible on this, as well as our ability to land on the moon. But we've also had effects in ways we can't measure very well. And, of course, as you mentioned, this was the paperclip scientist and the historical fact of MKUltra and their technologies of mind control. Now, the HARP system can be used against large-scale populations. I believe that the entire planet is actually a target at this time. But the full weight and force of these technologies are falling very hard upon just a few thousand American citizens and a few thousand other people in the world at this time. This is just a precursor. Now, how is this done? Well, now the brain operates in a narrow band of frequencies. Your normal activity, normal thinking, is called beta waves. That's 13 to 35 hertz. When you're concentrating, that's alpha waves. That's 8 to 12 hertz. And when you're seeing pictures in your mind, imagery, that's 4 to 7 hertz. Those are theta waves. When you sleep, that is delta waves, 0.5 to 3 hertz. Now, external stimulation of the brain by electromagnetic energy causes the brain to become entrained or locked in phase with this external signal. So if someone were to take these weapons and broadcast them at a single person or a large population, the brains of these people, person or people, would in effect entrain or lock into phase with the external signal. Now, specific waveform and frequency triggers precise chemical responses in the brain. And when these neurochemicals are released, it causes a specific reaction that results in a feeling such as fear, depression, lust, love. Now, the power level that you need to control brain activity is very small. We're talking 5 to 200 microamps. That is 1,000 times less than the power that's needed to run a 60-watt light bulb. The real trick to influencing a brain is the combination of frequency, power level, and the waveform. Three factors. There was a man in 1958 at the age of 14 named Daniel Patrick Flanagan who invented the neurophone, a device to convert sound, words, or music into electrical impulses that could be transferred at any point of the body through the skin directly into the brain, bypassing the ear. Now, in 1958, the patent office refused a patent and told Daniel Patrick Flanagan that if the device could make one of their deaf employees hear, that he would issue the patent. Well, the device worked. The deaf employee heard, and the patent was granted. The Defense Intelligence Agency at that very time classified the invention and froze the research. After many years, in 1978, the secrecy order was lifted, and Daniel Patrick Flanagan produced the Mark 11 and Thinkman Model 50. These are used as learning tools that literally download information into long-term memory. Now, when you talk to Dr. Flanagan about the subject of HARP, and he says that this radio transmitter could be used as a wireless neurophone covering the entire planet. The HARP transmitting system could be used inadvertently or intentionally to alter mental functions.
That's a rather scary idea. Because, of course, if you can control the attitude, the beliefs of people throughout the world, you already control those people.
This is the ultimate weapon. This is called a revolution in military affairs. All other weapon systems, a revolution in military affairs is on the order of perhaps the invention of gunpowder or the invention of atomic nuclear weapons. These are inventions that turn the world, in effect, on its head. So with the invention of these weapons that remotely affect the human brain, in effect, all forms of military power and all social systems are obsolete. Tanks, planes, missiles, guns, bullets, armies, all of this is obsolete now, as well as all of our legal protections against it. As I mentioned, we have 2,000 people in this country alone who are being attacked mercilessly, and yet habeas corpus is obsolete now because these people who are being affected remotely, the state can torture and murder people in effect without actually dragging them into a dungeon or taking them to a
laboratory. Why do they want to do that, Marshall? Why? What possible advantage would it be to anybody if these are not political activists or dissidents? They're just people. Why are they doing it?
Well, for any weapon system, you've got to use it on people to discover how to kill. Now, I'll give you an example of why these electromagnetic weapons, it's absolutely essential to use human beings, just as they used it for nuclear energy, for chemical weapons, and for biological weapons. Now, there's a concept, this is just one aspect of this new technology. There's a concept called cyclotronic resonance. So what the DOD, the Department of Defense military doctrine is as follows. What you do is you take a very minute amount of biological or chemical agent and you release it. You spray an entire city or an entire country or an entire army with this biological or chemical agent. It's a very minute amount. It causes no noticeable effect. It may be so small as to be undetectable. Now, after you've spread this agent over this large area and across this large population, these people have this minute amount of agent within their bodies. What you do is you take the electromagnetic microwave weapon and you resonate with it. You take a resonance frequency. So you use the exact frequency of radiation that makes that particle begin to vibrate or spin. Now, once the particle begins to, it's like a tuning fork concept. So once this particle is inside your body and they begin to microwave you at the right perfect frequency, it begins, the particle begins to spin and resonate, and it begins to be much more active. In fact, it may actually be like taking a massive dose of this chemical or biological agent. So this agent now becomes a million times more active than it would normally be, similar to the way enzymes react within our bodies. So instead of taking a minute, almost undetectable dose of chemical or biological poison, in effect, it's like you took something a million times greater.
Well, Marshall, is there any documentation that they're actually doing this, or any studies or any government reports that you can refer people to, writings that actually say this is what they're doing?
Well, yes, there is military doctrine on this point. Actually, I have met a family in Sacramento, California, a family of four, who is having this exact experiment done on them. What happens is, the man in question was walking around his backyard, and he stumbled over a hose that was blowing air into his yard. Now, the neighbors had... He knew he was a target. He was being essentially hit with electromagnetic energy, and his family were being, in effect, cooked in their home. But he didn't know the half of it. Now, the effects of being attacked with just the radiation weapon alone is nausea, palpitations, insomnia, memory loss, confusion, panic and non-panic situations, and sometimes you can have, depending on the sensitivity or the dose, you can have circulatory failure. You can have a burnt face, even at night. So it's very, when you're being attacked with this kind of new state-of-the-art weapon, you're very much aware of it. Now, this gentleman had all these people moving around him, and strangers who had didn't appear to have regular day jobs, who would kind of follow his family around, and also harass them in the neighborhood. And essentially, these people on three sides planted fast-growing shrubs and trees, and they formed a giant U around his house with vegetation up to 60 feet. Now, I visited this family in Sacramento and spent several days with them and observed the behavior of their neighbors, and I validated everything that I'm speaking about. He did trip over this hose, and it was blowing hot air into this contained area. Now, the prevailing wind brought it into the front. Picture a giant U. The prevailing wind blows into the open part, which is the front of his house. And so I was there and I observed this. The neighbors have a horn, so when they release this gas into around his home, there's a short kind of warning sign, and the neighbors go inside. Within 2.5 or 3.5 hours, sometimes shorter, they blow another distinctive kind of horn. The neighbors come outside with high-pressure nozzle hoses and wash down their houses, the sides of their house. They wash down their cars, and they wash down their sidewalks.
Well, but, of course, how do we know that there's anything that's coming through the hose? Why doesn't he just clamp the hose off?
Well, that's exactly what he did. In effect, what he did was he took some industrial-sized fans and started blowing in his backyard in this giant U of contained air and started blowing the air straight up. Now, within 2 hours... or 2 to 3 hours, I didn't observe this part. This happened before I got there. There was a school within 100 meters of his backyard that had there was an emergency evacuation of this school. All of those students were immediately taken out of this building and ushered away in what was reported publicly to be a gas leak. And actually, this was a reaction to chemical or biological agent. I'm inclined to believe this is a biological agent because I also observed his neighbors had ultraviolet lights within their house. Now, as a research microbiologist, and I have a background in the lab in molecular biology, whenever I was working with viruses, if I subjected my viruses that I was using to ultraviolet light, in effect, they fell apart within a matter of hours. So that's exactly what these people were doing in their homes. In effect, they're shining ultraviolet light, like a black light. The people that are living around him are using this as a tool to cut down on their exposure, their personal exposure, to what they're subjecting his family to.
But, Marshall, what sort of a virus would they be using for their family?
Well, these are viruses or chemical agents that can be used in tandem with the microwave technology.
But, I mean, and, what would they accomplish? What are they doing as people?
Well, actually, they're making him, he and his family, his two daughters and his wife, ill. Now, they're not making them so ill that they die outright, but he gets ill. He goes to the local clinic, and just like in the Tuskegee experiment, when one of the gentlemen in the Tuskegee experiment would go to the clinic when he wasn't feeling well, the clinic was contacted by the government public health officer who told them, don't treat this man. And to a person, all they did was, you know, in effect, take that person's blood and give the, and hand the results over to the Department of Public Health.
Well, now, do we know for certain that's what's happening, or are you sort of conjecture?
I cannot validate that that his doctor is in collusion with these people. I can validate that the neighbors that are living around him were acting hostile and suspicious.
All right, well, we're just about out of time. Our guest has been Marshall Thomas, and he's got a great DVD. I haven't read the book, but I have watched the DVD. It's very provocative, called Project Monarch. We'll tell you about it when we get back. We're out of time. God bless, Marshall. Thank you so much for being with us.
Bless you, Dr. Stan. Bye-bye. Thank you, sir.
Bye. Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are remove without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses a time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and remember, we're going to have our yearly Radio Liberty conference. It's going to be on October 28th here in the Monterey Bay area. Great lineup. Garth Nicholson will be there. Ron Brown, Michael Shaw. Great lineup of speakers. Hope you can make it. So give us a call if you want to get hotel reservations or a reservation for the program. 1-800-544-8927. Now, going along with these ideas of the drugs that were used in Vietnam, the CIA is the major purveyor of drugs in the world. Why, there's a wonderful book called The Men We Left Behind by Monica Jensen Stevenson. I remember when it came out. It was the story of the boys we left behind in Vietnam. And I remember when they pulled the copies of the book off the shelves all across America from the bookstores so they couldn't be disseminated. And then, of course, they just did away with the books. Monica got the copyright back, moved to Canada, got the book reprinted. Somebody bought up the publisher and destroyed the book. They don't want you to get the book. Well, we have used copies of the book, and you can get them by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. And there's a four-tape set that goes along with that, including interviews with Monica Jensen Stevenson. And the book is called The Men We Left Behind. So Kiss the Boys Goodbye is the book, and you can get it from us. The Men We Left Behind is the four-tape set. Books on the funding of the drug war and the fact that it's as phony as a $3 bill. Defrauding America by Rodney Stitch. Drugging America by Rodney Stitch. And then on drugs, the four-tape set with six interviews, is there really a war on drugs? If you want to get into mind control, we have the book Mass Control and Mind Control. And, of course, the author died under very mysterious circumstances shortly after the books were printed. We have the Church Committee reports on MK Ultra. We do carry the book by Mark Phillips and Kathy O'Brien, Transformation of America. That's T-R-A-N-C-E, Transformation of America, and Access Denied. And then, of course, we have the four-tape set on Operation Paperclip. Take you into the rat line. Take you into how all these Nazi scientists, these terrible, wicked, brutal, cruel, inhumane Nazi scientists were brought here to America, where they, of course, lived and worked and came up with so many of the biological warfare experiments used against the American people. And if you doubt that this is true, why, you can call us and ask us for the page from Zygmunt Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages, written in 1970, where he talks about how they're going to create new diseases and of course, they'll be able to create storms and droughts. But they're going to be able to produce new chronic diseases. And then, of course, there's this great book by Garth Nicholson called Project Daylily about how the CIA has created all these terrible new diseases they've unleashed on us. If you want to know about warfare, we have a book called Weather Warfare and another book on HAARP. And certainly, we got a four-tape set on HAARP. And we have so many things. Oh, if you'd like to get the DVD put out by Marshall Thomas, it's called Project Monarchy. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at radioliberty.com. And, of course, if you'd like to get a free catalog, we'll be glad to send you one. If you have not yet got your emergency food in, don't put it off. We may very well have an incident very, very soon that's going to take us into a war with Iran. If that happens, heaven only knows what could happen to everything here in America. And so if you would like a catalog on emergency food, call us. If you already have your catalog, do not put it off. Believe me, the shortages in food are beginning to show up. Increasingly hard to get food that's not genetically modified. And the prices are going up. So don't delay. And then we'll be back here in just a moment. Remember our number, 1-800-544-8927.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a two-pack, only $99, or a four-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You are listening to GCN.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and I'm bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you that the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for this hour, it's going to be the views of Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. Joel, how are you this afternoon?
I'm just fine, Dr. Stan. It's nice to be with you.
Well, it's always good to have you with us. And so we're going to be doing a summary of the weekly World Affairs Brief. And what, basically, are the major issues you'd like to talk about?
Well, there's a new breaking story that I didn't get into this week's brief, but Fred Thompson looks like it's going to make a bid official for the White House. Federal election officials were getting very disturbed with Fred Thompson not turning his organization into an official campaign organization, because he was essentially taking in much more money and making a serious campaign and yet not fitting in with the rules. So he finally forced out of the closet and making a bid for the presidency. I happen to think this is, in fact, a move by the establishment to bring Fred Thompson in to divide the conservative opposition to Rudolph Giuliani. Even though Rudolph Giuliani's polls are being manipulated to show him as the front runner, and I really don't believe he is, nevertheless, political professionals know that if you can have someone advertised as the front runner, it would produce almost 50% more votes for that person, just because such a large percentage of middle-of-the-road conservative voters vote for whoever the media says is the front runner. And that's a problem. But there is such a challenge from the right. Mitt Romney is still perceived as a non-establishment candidate to the right. You have the Ron Paul phenomena. So I think they want Fred Thompson in there basically to take all those percentages down a notch so that Giuliani stands out even greater. I think that's what their strategy is.
Well, it was a little embarrassing for Mitt Romney when it turned out that the co-chairman of his committee was a senator from Idaho who has been accused of being a homosexual.
That's right. That's another major story I am covering in the brief. I've looked at the documents from Minnesota, and speaking of those documents, it's very interesting that what has been leaked to the press has been edited. In other words, it appears as if the Minnesota prosecutors leaked to the press, I'm sure in part because of Senator Larry Craig's continued denials that he did nothing wrong. And when you read the transcripts of what he says in this police investigation, you'll see that he's clearly lying, and the policeman tells him to his face he's lying, and half of the transcript is about, here you're a United States senator lying to me. You know, I did all of, I've worked with people all of them. Most of them admit, they pay their fine and they go on the way. And you're sitting here, you know, not telling me the truth. And he tries to give him every opportunity, but he keeps fudging. But what is interesting is that the interview is only about a half or a third. It ends in a way that, you know, this isn't the whole interview. It's only the first part and never gets down to the actual admissions that led to the guilty plea. And so I'm finding that I think the media is trying to, you know, keep this open to a certain extent and not allowing it to be the open and shut case, which it really should be. Of course, the most telling argument that happens in this is the senator keeps trying to claim, you know, that any of the normal signs for homosexual encounters, like foot bumping and rubbing your handle on the bottom of the stall, all that was just accidental.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention. This is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity-conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's saferjelly.com. Saferjelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're talking about Senator Larry Craig from Idaho. And didn't he actually admit guilt and plead, either admit guilt or no contest, something of the sort?
No, he actually pleaded guilty.
He pleaded guilty, right.
Yeah, and so to charge of disorderly conduct in a public place and solicitation for sex.
Right.
And, you know, his attempt to recant this guilty plea for soliciting homosexual contact in a restroom is laughable, if not tragic. anyone who reads the transcript, and there are others that have read it, who the whole this is not a transcript. This is an actual tape recording, a partial tape recording, and it's being viewed as the whole tape recording. That's what I object to. But, you know, this is only one in a long line of accusations over the years against the senator's sexual deviancy. The senator's vociferous denials over the years about his homosexual affairs indicate more than anything what a chronic liar he's become. He's the worst kind of hypocrite for championing moral values while making a mockery of them in his own personal life. Of course, we have seen in the past 2 years, we've seen high-profile evangelical ministers. You know, it's one thing to have a mistake in your life where you have a brief affair, but to have a chronic homosexual affair with strangers, and when you're a senator, you know, to risk the power, the prestige, the position, the representative that you've been a representative of the people of Idaho for a 2 or 3 minute liaison with a homosexual in a restroom. I mean, this shows the extent of the addiction once these kinds of conducts become ingrained in a person's conduct. These kinds of fleeting, risky, sordid encounters with a complete stranger is unfathomable even to a secular pragmatist who wouldn't risk his position just on pragmatism alone, let alone to the true Christian conservative. But, you know, one of the things that is my most compelling comments that I make in my brief is that it's easy to see why the government prefers to help get elected these types of people who are flawed homosexuals. They can be blackmailed into going along with any number of control agendas, at least in ways that slowly bend their principles to compromise and bring their conservative constituents along. Look, we've had the case of David Vitter dealing regularly with prostitutes. We've had the case of Mark Foley, who was homosexual. Now we have the case of Senator Craig. Do I believe he's guilty? You bet I do. When you read the Idaho Statesman article about the three anonymous sources, which they interviewed personally, they, you know, are afraid to go public with their accusations because, understandably, this is a very powerful person, and they know that things can happen to them when you go against the establishment powers. But I think the evidence is mounting that is tremendous, that this guy has been a deviant, crossing both sexual lines for years, ever since his college days as the head of a fraternity in Idaho, where he solicited or propositioned a person. And so this is very serious, and I think, indeed, we've got quite a few conservatives, unfortunately, who have this problem. I remember when I was chairman of the Conservative National Committee, we had two brothers in Congress who were very notable as conservatives. I've forgotten their name right now, but they ended up having sexual liaisons while in Congress as well. So this is
both of them, or just the one?
I'm sorry, it was just the one.
And was that Phil Crane, his brother?
That's correct.
Right,
that's
but it right. Wasn't Phil Crane, it was his brother. It was his
that's
brother.
Right, that's correct.
And Phil
that's
always seemed right. to be a fairly straightforward.
Yes. But in any case, it's very disturbing because, at least in Crane's position, he was a very principled conservative. And Larry Craig has appeared to be, although he has ended up backing the president on too many occasions, which indicates you know, influence from those globalists that are controlling this version of conservatism, the Bush version.
Again, Chris, what you're really saying is that when a person you have this sort of a weakness, why it's so easy to blackmail you to get you to go along. You'll do anything to keep the truth from coming out, and so you'll compromise everything you know to be right. So you can't have a moral position because you are old when you have this weakness.
That's what I'm saying. It's the ones who defend too much their principles who, you know, squeaky clean, God-fearing image like David Vitter from the South represented. What the Hartford Courant said in an editorial, it said that Messrs. Craig and Vitter's private life failed to match the values they so publicly championed, is not an indictment of their values, but their hypocrisy do, however, point to an unhealthy disconnect. Now, that's putting it rather mildly. This is a very damning problem when it becomes chronic like this. And when you continue, rather than bow out, when you risk, discrediting all of the values, and you make conservative moral values the laughingstock of the secular world, and they're waiting and willing to laugh at these people who champion. This is what's most damaging to the movement. As the Hartford Current said, Mr. Craig's version of events is frankly absurd. And I don't think Dr. Stan is anybody credible who sees this story, who says not only is Senator Craig lying, but he's become a chronic liar over the years, putting this thing in denial. And it's a very sad case because his poor wife believes him and is still standing by him, and she's going to learn that this is not going to be worth defending someday.
Well, I think, the great tragedy is that to a lot of the people, the good people of this country, a lot of the good Christians of this country are Republicans because they believe the Republican Party stands for moral values. And of course, as each one of the shoes continues dropping, they become increasingly disillusioned. I mean, what are they going to do? Are they going to support the Republicans who are corrupt? Are they going to support the Democrats who are corrupt? And they really don't know what to do. They don't know what to believe in, who they can trust anymore. And unfortunately, the truth of the matter is there really isn't anybody out there to trust, at least not man, because man is fallible and will always let you down. And I believe the leaders of both political parties are corrupt and just playing a game.
Yes, I think in general you're right. I know that there are a few notable exceptions. I have a lot of intrinsic trust in Ron Paul. It's very interesting that Ron Paul does not wear his religion on his sleeve. He did recently come out and make a statement of faith to indicate that he was a faithful Christian. And he said, to paraphrase his words, he's saying, I abhor the open statements of faith because they are used so ingenuously by people like Bill Clinton and President Bush, and he feels embarrassed to be part of that crowd making an open profession of faith. And I tend to agree with him that it cheapens it when Bill Clinton or a president talks about praying for the miners in Utah or praying for this and that and going through the motions, and yet these people are members of Skull and Bones, of great conspiratorial organizations which have as their the basis of motives, including the protection, giving them immunity from these crass sexual sins that they've been guilty of. And how sad it is that we find so many of these conservative Christians end up being very flawed representatives of moral values.
Amen to that. Well, I agree with you totally.
Well, the next subject, the main subject in the World Affairs Brief, is a brief review of the Jose Padilla case, Harbinger of Tyranny. I take a larger look at the implications for all U.S. citizens and the manner in which Jose Padilla, a U.S. citizen, was arrested and held without charge for 3 years. I'm also in this week's brief covering new details revealed about the FBI automatic phone tapping systems installed in every telephone and cell phone exchange in the country. What has been revealed through freedom of information requests and court discovery procedures through the Electronic Freedom Foundation, which has gone to court, got discovery powers from the court to force the FBI to reveal certain things, is just frankly amazing what they have got out there in terms of systems.
But, of course, I think the important thing is to understand that they're not using this to go after terrorism. Certainly, if they were really concerned about terrorists, they would have sealed our borders and have, armed marshals on every plane, and every pilot would be armed. They know that there's no real danger of terrorism. That's why there have been no major attacks in almost 6 years. This is all a matter of certainly monitoring and watching and collecting dossiers on law-abiding American citizens who might not want to go along with the New World Order. That's what the American people really don't understand.
Well, it's interesting that in the case of Jose Padilla, here's a person who was kept in solitary confinement for nearly 3 years after he was supposedly charged with a crime. He actually never was charged for anything because the Department of Justice under John Ashcroft had essentially manufactured the information about this dirty bomb threat, and that was a justification merely to get him into the enemy combatant situation. But I think what was happening here is that the Bush administration was trolling for court opinions that would uphold their ability, or at least slowly maneuver the legal system into being more tolerant of a position the Bush administration wanted to carve out in law, giving them arbitrary powers to hold a person without habeas corpus procedures. He was held in the U.S. Naval Consolidated Brig at Charleston, South Carolina, in a high-security wing, and he was kept in absolute solitary confinement so that he couldn't hear or talk to anyone. And the purpose of this extraordinary privacy, according to experts familiar with the technique, was to eliminate the possibility of human contact. No voices in the hallways, no conversations with other prisoners, no tapping out messages on the walls, no ability to maintain a sense of human connection, a sense of place or time. In essence, the government was trying to break Padilla's silence by plunging him into, quote, a mental twilight zone.
And really what they're trying to do is drive him mad, and apparently they've succeeded.
Yes.
10 minutes from minus August 30th, 2007, gold, 665, 70 ounce gold coins can be purchased for 687, 17, 339.05 for half, 169.53 for quarter. That's 687, 17, 339.05, and 169.53. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A one-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calvin Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calvin Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Please. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course it's Joel's position, and I tend to agree with it, that Padilla really is nothing about Padilla. He was simply a pawn in a vicious game, and that was to establish the precedent, that if you are declared to be an enemy of the state, you can be put in prison, you can be, of course, put in solitary confinement. They can set out to drive you mad by withholding all sensory or human sensory stimuli or human contact from you to break your will, to destroy you emotionally. They have the right to do that because, they have determined that you are an enemy of the state, and the rights that are guaranteed to American citizens in the way of habeas corpus, the right to the legal system, which is so precious to our preservation of freedom, is simply suspended because the president said that this man was an enemy of America.
You know, the key point that I've emphasized in several of the past briefs in the last few months is that it's very, very dangerous when all sources of information about classified documents, national security issues, come from one source, the administration. And there is no independent overview of any disinformation. For example, when Padilla was paraded before the press, Attorney General Ashcroft held a series of press conferences telling how dangerous Padilla was, without any evidence whatsoever that you could corroborate. There's no way that the press could ever break through that wall of exclusivity that the executive branch was claiming about the evidence. You just simply had to take their word for it.
In fact, they lied to us about the fact he was going to bring in a dirty bomb. He was convicted, you know, by the press before he ever went to trial, and they kept talking, dirty bomb, dirty bomb, dirty bomb, and yet it was never once mentioned in court.
That's right. They prosecuted him on conspiracy to commit terrorist acts, the most lowest levels of proof involved in that, because it's not hard to prove that, you know, he had some conspiratorial thing since he had applied to join a training camp, but we were not allowed to find out, and there was no independent investigation forcing the government to find out how, in fact, he got there, what was the road in which, and if it went through any government agents.
But, of course, in the year 2000, the terrorists, had been financed by the CIA. All during the 1980s, we created Al-Qaeda, and they were, there was nothing that we know that he was talking about attacking America. He was going to be working with Al-Qaeda that we were financing at that time. We were giving money to the Taliban, who were hosting Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden. Why would we have been funding the Taliban at the tune of $100 million in the year 2001 if they were really our enemy? Did he perceive that they were the enemies of the United States in 2001? I don't think so.
Well, that's right. You know, despite argument, Balkin says in the end of his argument, he says, despite arguments by extremely talented government lawyers, the courts eventually rejected the Bush administration's claims of near dictatorial powers. This is not true. Balkin is incorrect here. Actually, the courts only threatened to rule against the government on some issues. The U.S., in fact, backed down from the and made the court case null by deciding to go ahead and prosecute. So then it never did come to trial. The government never did get ruled against. In fact, the one ruling that went with the government was made was for the government. Judge Marsha Cook, U.S. District Judge actually said it was allowable to hold a prisoner without charge as long as the prisoner was eventually charged with a crime.
Well, that is totally contrary to the entire system of justice. And, of course, they're using the threat of terrorism with this one man who's simply a pawn to justify taking the rights away from every American citizen, because if they can do it to one, they've established the precedent. They can do it to all.
That's right. So it appears that the government was using the Padilla case as a means of testing the courts for objections. They got most of what they wanted. This was a successful attempt. The courts, even when mildly protesting government arguments, did not really intend to stop the government. It's as if they were merely covering for their own collusion, projecting a false image that American rights are still defended in courts when they are not. As commentator Chris Floyd wrote, we are all now Hosea Padillas.
And the right of habeas corpus, which, of course, was the very foundation of American jurisprudence, coming from English law, going back to the Magna Carta. The right of habeas corpus has simply become like yesterday's sunset, a remembrance of things past. We're going to be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen as we review what's going on in the world and bring us up to date with the latest from World Affairs Brief.
Copy of this show, come to GCNlive.com and reserve it today, or call toll free 877-300-7645.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Put your thinking caps on. Ready? Which of the following tops the list of inventions people could not live without? Telephone, light bulb, or automobile? The answer may surprise you when we come back.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG. What's nearest and dearest to our hearts? Sorry, Alexander Bell and Ben Franklin. It's the automobile. According to a poll conducted by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, the automobile was chosen by 63% of respondents. The light bulb, phone, and TV, in that order, trailed behind our beloved cars. Surprisingly, as much as we depend on our vehicles, we often neglect them. During this season of giving, why not give your car an annual inspection? Then you won't have to live without the invention you can't live without. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
In just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Joel is talking about the wiretapping that's been really going on for years. It didn't start with the terrorist attack. It had been really going on for many years. And, of course, it was done illegally. But that really didn't matter. I mean, who are you going to go to blame the government breaks our own laws? And, of course, since 911, Now you, and in fact, I get a little sickening reading the things that are put by, out by good conservatives and supposedly good Christians saying, well, the reason we've had no other attacks in America is because the government's been able to wiretap all these terrible terrorists and to keep track of the terrible terrorists by wiretapping. If we had not had that, ability to do that, then we would have had lots of terrorist attacks in America. But since they've been able to wiretap every citizen in the United States, why we've been protected from those wicked terrorists. So take this story up there, Joel.
Well, there is no indication, of course, of that. The U.S. keeps saying they've thwarted things, but they never allow us to see the original information. They never allow anyone to check. As I say, this is a single source of everything in the national security, and there is no oversight.
Right.
There is no congressional oversight. Congress doesn't have the ability or the power to go in and actually check on the raw information they get from government to see if it's valid.
And, of course, they've lied about so many things. Why would we believe that they'd be telling us the truth about that? Because what they really want is the right to wiretap everybody, not just the terrorists.
Well, here's the typical of the disinformation that came out from what the government supposedly revealed to the courts. Randy Caden had the Privacy Council, an attorney for Cox Communications, which offers voice over internet, phone service, VoIP, and internet access. The FBI has no independent access to his company switches. Nothing ever gets connected or disconnected until I say so, based upon a court order in our hands. So now this seems to contradict everything that I've been saying about telephone companies spanning a court order. But this isn't a telephone company. This is a small internet company. Cadenhead says, we run the interception process off of my desk and we track them coming in. We give instructions to relevant field people who allow our interconnection and make verbal connections with technical representatives of the FBI. Now this is deceptive. Cadenhead simply doesn't know what goes on in larger companies. The big companies whose systems predate the Kalia law that has a system of essentially mandating the telephone company or the internet company install this equipment. The big telephone companies have a token warrant process. It's only there for show. That is, a few high-level employees receive notice of incoming warrants through official channels, and they store them in telephone company property as a cover for the legal the company's legal liability should they ever have to defend their collusion with government wiretapping. The illegal cast abroad net type of surveillance that goes on all the time and subsequent data analysis through keywords, that's all done without warrants. Now, an agent, D. Clementi, who talked to Wired.com about this story, said, the nation's largest cell phone providers, whose customers are targeted in the majority of wiretaps, Wired.com is saying this, were less forthcoming. Now, that's a euphemism for saying refuse to respond to Wired.com's inquiry about whether or not they demand to see warrants for the wiretap that they do. AT&T politely declined to comment. Sprint, T-Mobile, and Verizon simply ignored our request for comments. And this agent told Wired.com, he said, the carriers have complete control. That's consistent with CALEA, that's the Communications Act that Congress passed, mandating all this equipment. But remember, that was mandated after the fact that telephone companies have always had this equipment in there. This was meant to target new internet companies and new equipment, which have gone through these procedures and still do, but they're not the majority. Warrantless telephone surveillance predated CALEA law, and all new laws being passed are merely covering for ongoing illegal surveillance by government. Here's the deception in what the government is assuring us. The legal review process that the government is claiming is not tied to the actual surveillance of the wiretap, except in these small VoIP internet phone companies. The wiretap within major exchanges is done electronically by dedicated equipment as described in the above Wired.com. And it named, for example, several private companies that are in fact doing the wiretapping for the government on their behalf. One is VeriSign, the one that assures that our secure transactions on the internet are secure, is working for the government, taking huge multi-million-dollar contracts to do the wiretapping in there. And both Sprint Telephone has been admitted to handling a lot of this wiretapping for them. So they pay these big companies big dollars in order to be silent, as well as do their work for them, and that's why they bring them in. But, you know, there are no delays in the execution of a wiretap based upon a company review. These are two separate processes. The legal process of supposedly effecting a wiretapping warrant is only a token fig leaf to cover legal liability. In no way does the review process allow the phone company to stop a wiretap, nor even scrutinize the validity of the warrant, or they only check for the judge's signature. So how do they know if the warrant's valid? A paper comes across his desk with the judge's signature on it. It could be one of those FISA judges, which are in bed with the government on these things, will sign anything. Even if it did not want to challenge, or if it did want to challenge the warrant, the government's certainly not going to give the telephone company any raw intelligence data upon which the warrant was based. The company would have to go to court. And I repeat, there's never been a court case challenging the validity of one of these warrants. So much for the efficacy of review in this process.
Well, because this is a different situation than the echelon where they simply are sucking up almost all of the information. This is, these are specific cases. Were they targeting specific people, or does this have to do with this general ability?
No, but what I want to make clear is this is automatic equipment that the government has admitted to.
It's automatic.
In other words, what I'm saying is they're making the warrant process the issue of controversy. But there is no way that we have of telling what they do with that automatic equipment outside of the warrant process.
In other words, they can go after one person, or they could go after after 1,000.
And we have no way the government is telling, and it's interesting that the government, the court are allowing some of this information to be made public, but it also keeps some of the information still a secret. And I think that secret information has to do with the broad surveillance that is done with this equipment as well as the specific wiretapping. Now, this leads us to the question of echelon to my next topic, which is the domestic satellite surveillance. Congress is beginning a probe into the government use of spy satellites to collect information on Americans inside the country. The Department of Homeland Security's top intelligence, privacy, and civil rights officials will be called before Congress next week to explain the Bush administration's plan to dramatically expand the use of domestic spy satellites to see through clouds, buildings, and underground bunkers. So now we're talking about real violation of someone's rights under a surveillance program. That was, by the way, it was leaked to the press. Otherwise, Congress wouldn't have known about it. Department of Homeland Security, I believe, has been doing this satellite spying for years. And once again, this is where it suddenly gets leaked by the government so that it can come out in the open. I think the process so the government can go through the motions, that is, Congress can go through the motions of having oversight. Everybody says, well, if Congress knows about it and is asking these questions, then we're okay. In other words, Congress is watching out for our rights, and that just isn't true. And so here's what happens. You know, what can they do with these satellites? Well, first of all, they can, and they do, use it as part of the echelon system of capturing all electromagnetic communication that goes on in the United States. It's all recorded. It's all fed through computers. It's all data analyzed according to keywords. This is happening all the time, and it's from that information, in fact, that when they need to get warrants for specific wiretaps, they base it upon this broad-based surveillance. If you were to go to see the basis of any actual warrant, you'll see it comes from this massive database where they're gathering all conversations through these spy satellites. Also contained in these satellites are ground-penetrating radar. And this allows the government to crudely map the existence of underground facilities or tunnels apart from known above-ground structures. You can't see any distinct details in a multi-story structure through ground-penetrating radar. But if you're out in open ground and you see something that you can see through ground-penetrating radar, hollow spots in the ground, or tunnels leading to them that would allow them to be able to discern whether there are secret, secure rooms or other things done by individuals either for privacy reasons or for other criminal reasons to hide things from the government. And that's the purpose of using ground-penetrating radar. But it isn't as people might suspect, it doesn't allow them to see into your house and see people walking around. It cannot cut a plane through and focus on anything in a certain plane. It just simply radiates through everything and shows hollow spaces or dense spaces. That's about all it can do. It is for discovering secret areas, and so in essence, this is a technology to be used against private people having any secrecy from the government.
Well, because, you know, the incredible thing is we were originally told, oh, we have to have these satellites because we've got to track the wicked communists because they're a threat to us, and we have to be able to, win out over wicked communism. And yet, anybody who's ever studied communism knows it's been financed certainly by very powerful people in the United States since its inception. And what was even so shocking to me was as they began analyzing, of course, the building and the drilling of all the oil wells and the natural gas wells and the pipelines over in Russia over the last 10 years. And of course, it was all financed from America and American corporations and American banks and Export Import Bank and World Bank and IMF. So we actually continue building up the communists as we have for the last 70 years. But now these satellites were supposedly there to monitor the wicked communists are being used on law-abiding American citizens who are all potentially being watched.
Well, that's what's disturbing about all of this that I'm bringing out in the brief. When you combine the total surveillance society and with the loss of habeas corpus, with the ability to keep a person or to arrest a person in secret without charge and hold them without charge, without bringing before a magistrate, to have no right to have your arrest reviewed by a neutral magistrate in the court system, then you've essentially lost your essential liberties. I suspect, in fact, that the government is accumulating information through broad-based surveillance on potential or current dissidents against U.S. government tyranny and policy. That could include you and I, who's open objections to these things are certainly not private. We say them openly on the radio. But at some point, they could merge this information with these arrest powers, and what is most worrisome are these, for lack of a better word, concentration camps that are being built, excess prison capacity, supposedly to handle illegal aliens, but they're certainly not rounding up any illegal aliens, resistant to do so, in fact. I suspect they're being built for the purpose of taking down Americans who are objecting to this new world order, this global conspiracy, if you will. It's being prepared for us and them.
And I always urge our listeners to go to their computer and Google in Halliburton, $385 million, concentration camps, and you'll find that they are building them, or at least they're preparing to build them, and they have them really all across the country. And of course, why would they do that? I mean, they wouldn't put Americans in concentration camps. We even have an interview with Congressman Henry Gonzalez, who says, and you can actually hear him if you want to, in the amazing clips, and there really is a plan, he says, in case of a national emergency, to suspend the Constitution and arrest American citizens and put them into concentration camps. And that's Congressman Gonzalez, and he was right on top of that. He knew it happened during the Reagan administration, as Oliver North laid out the plan for all of this, but of course they can't let the American people know, not until it's too late.
I think we have to be very careful, however, about the many lists on the Internet about concentration camps listing hundreds and thousands. There are not hundreds of thousands. There's probably, less than a dozen actual concentration camps that have been built. Now, that's too many as far as I'm concerned. And I've documented and visited some of them, but most of those that I found on the Internet lists were absolutely bogus.
But I do know, of course, they've rejuvenated those concentration camps for the Japanese that were used during the Second World War up in the lands of Utah. And, of course, the reason for rejuvenating them and getting them all spruced up was so that people could go there on their vacations and they would never forget how terrible it was to put American citizens into concentration camps. They put out $38 million to do that, and I wonder why.
Now, in truth, none of them have been renovated yet. This is a proposal that has been
made.
has been agreed upon. And, in fact, this was one of the early rumors among the conspiracy crowd, which turned out to be incorrect. And I visited most of those camps, and none of them have been renovated.
But
you're right.
They
are planning to renovate them. They already have little visitor centers here alerting people to what these camps were like. They don't need to renovate them to show people in a little visitor center what life was like and how unjust this was. In my opinion, matching yours, what the purpose of renovation, which is still future, is to do, is to actually make camps that can be turned into real-life camps at a moment's notice.
Well, they appropriated $38 million, as I remember.
Right, but nothing is actually started building yet.
Well, let's hope they're as efficient doing that as they are building that wall along the southern border.
Yeah, they're not very efficient at building the walls on the southern border, but, you know, if people who drive along the I-15 corridor down to Las Vegas want to see one of the real-life camps right from the freeway, you can look to the left driving north to south, and there's a big mountain, and you see a big water tank there, and a great big enclosed triple fence. And it will hold 5,000 or 6,000 people, and it's right there for everybody to see as you drive into Las Vegas.
Is it close to Henderson?
No, it's right. It's part of Nellis Air Force Base on the left-hand side of the freeway.
Okay, fine. Well, go right ahead.
You know, speaking of the immigration laws, you know, we have had another high-profile immigration raid at Koch Foods in Fairfield, Ohio, arresting 160 people for immigration violations. This kind of selective and infrequent enforcement really does little to deter most employers from hiring illegals. What it does do is give the media an opportunity to showcase all the, quote, hardship cases these arrests cause. That's done on purpose to create a backlash, I think, against enforcement among the public.
And sort of pull at our heartstrings at how terrible it is that, and inhumane it is to try to get people to come in illegal and breaking the laws. Well, I guess this afternoon has been Joel Skousen. Joel, well, as soon as we get back, we'll let you know how to get hold of a copy of the World Affairs Brief. It's important. We really want you to know. Hope many of you want to subscribe.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec, but before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-229-7758. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-229-7758. 1-800-229-7758.
This is a special bulletin. The Holy Tea Club is about ready to launch. A few founding member positions are still available. If self-employment income is important to you, go to holyteaclub.com. Formulated by Dr. Bill Miller, Holy Tea is a unique herbal blend of safe, all-natural ingredients designed to gently cleanse the digestive tract and detoxify the body. Dr. Miller's Holy Tea may also be used as an element in any weight loss program and is much more effective than Chinese green tea. Also, with continued use of Holy Tea, one may experience clearer, healthier, and younger looking skin, increased energy, increased mental clarity and focus, a better memory, more resistance to diseases, better overall health, more comfort with the body, and a happier outlook on life. Holy Tea has been helping people for over 20 years, and now Holy Tea can help you. Here's your chance to help others while creating financial stability for yourself at the same time. Join the club. Go to holyteaclub.com. That's HOLYTEACLUB.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, if you'd like to get the World Affairs Brief, you can go to www.worldaffairsbrief.com. And if you'd like to get a free copy of the weekend analysis, of the weekly analysis, why, you can simply email editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. That's editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. Joel does a great job of analyzing what's going on. It gives you a real understanding of what's taking place behind the scenes. There are people out there who have a different worldview. What is so difficult for the average American who's always lived in freedom to realize is that there are people who don't believe in freedom. They have a different worldview. They want a dictatorship in America because, of course, they dream a different dream because they worship a different God. And there really are powerful spiritual forces that are energizing everything going on in the world today. Let me suggest that you get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and or the DVD, that you get our talk on the Forbidden Secret that comes with the syllabus, that you get my talk on the World Revolution, where you'll actually see my interview with the American ambassador to Cuba at the time of the Cuban Revolution, who will tell you that we knew Fidel Castro was a communist. The government brought him to power. The CIA brought him to power knowing he was a communist. And, of course, as you analyze what's happened ever since then, we've kept him in power, but we can't let the American people know that, because we have to have these enemies around the world to rally the people behind our invisible government to protect us from the wicked communists. Who is the invisible government? Why, the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a front for a secret society. It was formed by Cecil Rhodes back in 1891. And since 1947 or so, literally every Secretary of State, every single one, Democrat or Republican, has come from the Council on Foreign Relations, and certainly every director of the CIA and every director of the Federal Reserve Board, who's really more powerful in the hierarchy of the president, and then since about 1976. Either the president or the vice president always comes from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission, and they're really all controls of the Rockefeller complex. And if you think that the Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are really the richest men in America, you've been listening to Rush Limbaugh too long. So much of this goes right back to the Rockefellers, who've dominated this country for over a century, and you go back 100 years and read the writings written at that time about the Rockefellers and the people they controlled at that time, and along with the Morgans. But, of course, we never talk about that. You want to get our latest newsletter, incidentally, because we give you the quotations almost 95 years ago from the man who became President of the United States, Woodrow Wilson, where he tells you about the control that they had during his time. And so if you'd like to get a free copy, I guess that would be my July newsletter. We'll be glad to send you one. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Read what Woodrow Wilson said in his book, The New Freedom, published in 1913. And 1-800-544-8927. Now, we do want to remind you about our October 28th conference. It's going to be held at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. That's October the 28th. So, certainly if you're going to be coming, why, please call for your reservations. We need to know how many people are going to be on hand. We'll be serving lunch. And if you're coming from out of this district, why, you may want to get your hotels and reservations, and we'll be lining up a block of rooms at hopefully an attractive price. So I have telephone number 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the date is October 28th. It's a Sunday, but and we hope to get a great crowd out again. And a lot of people just weren't able to make it on the on the Saturday. So mark that down and hope to see you there. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, and to pray for Radio Liberty, because we're really involved in a spiritual battle, and they're truly...
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD.